Welcome to Base Camp. Now we're going to begin the spirit building exercises that we will use to activate our senses so that we can engage God and the realms of the spirit. Remember, this is a journey and not a race, so rushing through the material won't be beneficial. Remember, these exercises to train our spirit are like scaffolding that's used to erect a house. It's only needed during the building process. The exercises themselves are not an end in themselves. They're a part of the process. Once you've built the house and you have to live in it. So practicing these basic exercises should continue really until they become part of your lifestyle. As we will work through the different sessions, there are 7 sessions of building the spirit. Don't really progress to the next session until the last one is functioning in your life. Each session builds on the last and uses progressive revelations so that we can activate the different senses in our spirit, soul, and body. This may be very basic to some of you, I understand, but remember that you're training so you can mentor others who it may not be as easy for. We're going to use tongues, 3-4 ways, engaging dual realms, practicing doing 2 things at once or 3 things at once so that we can build our spiritual muscles so that we can engage in the process of meditation, tuning our thoughts to hear the voice of God in intimacy by meditating, using the word of God as a doorway through which we can access through meditation, opening the eyes of our hearts so we can engage the word of God and the realms of the spirit on the screen of our imagination, engaging and opening the eyes of our spirit so that we can actually see and interact with the spiritual realms that are around us. Remember, the key to this engagement is activation and practice. Practice, practice, practice. Hebrews 5:14, solid food is for the mature who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern good and evil. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. If I can take the journey from the left side of the brain to the right side of the brain, then I believe anyone else can. This is not about seeking after spiritual experiences, but after an intimate relationship with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Keep knocking and the door will be opened. Keep asking and you will be given the answers. Keep seeking and you will find the desires of your heart. Remember, Hebrews 12:1, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, who is the author and completer of our faith. Keep focused on him. Enjoy the process, enjoy the journey. Remember to feedback if you've got information, technical issues, but also if you've got information and suggestions how to make the manual more effective and more accessible. Enjoy. Thank you.